ようございます。
おはようございます。
この間の2週間僕はあちこちに行って、先々週は八戸教会に行って、この教会から8人が八戸の方にいて、八戸教会の修養会に参加して、そこで三沢教会も、仙台教会から1人、また、盛岡から1人の教会が一緒に集まって、そこで私たちも含めて36名が集まって、それは彼らにとってとても、恵み深い交わりでした。なぜかというと、ほとんど盛岡教会は 今のところは1人しかいない。仙台教会も人数が少なくて、八戸教会は今8人10人ぐらいで、実はその八戸教会の皆さんが、青森市、三沢、十和田、八戸、少なくても30分、多くても2時間片道で八戸まで行って、そこで皆さんが毎週集まって、礼拝を捧げているから、今回私たちが一緒に行ってそれに参加して本当に心から感謝します。で、三沢教会の方々は、英語のみ、八戸は日本語のみなので、全部が英語と日本語でやらなければならない。で、どちらの教会ではそれをよくやってますか？それは水戸教会です。だから、それは私たちが平気で毎週やってますが、今回皆さんと一緒にそれができて、淳さんが、説教して、僕がそれを通訳して、2人でパパパパパパやって、今度水戸教会でもやりたいなと思ってます。じゃあ英語で言います。A couple weeks ago we were in Hachinohe. We were with all of the northern churches there, the Misawa Church, which is the American Military Church, and then also with the Hachinohe Church with Morioka, and also with Sendai. So that's why I wasn't here a couple of weeks ago. The Misawa Church is an English-only church. Hachinohe Church is a Japanese-only church, and also so is Morioka and Sendai. Morioka Church has one person. That is their church. It's one person right now. And then Sendai has about 6 people, and Hachinohe has about 10 people. So with the 8 of us from Mito and all of them, and with the Misawa church there, there were 36 of us in total. It was a time of blessing. But we had to do everything in both Japanese and English. And what church does everything in Japanese and English? Mito church. So we take it as a normal part of who we are and a blessing of our church family. But it was good for us to be able to share that blessing, bringing those people together too. また、先週は勝田教会、こっちよりちょっと、北の方で勝田教会で、頼まれて説教と、その午後の研修会に頼まれましたから、僕と谷子ちゃんとヒロ君3人で、勝田教会に参加して、その研修会に参加して一緒に、礼拝を守って本当に心から感謝します。So then last week I wasn't here because Katsuta Church, which is the church just north of us, was having their special weekend study time, and I was asked to preach and to teach there. So Hiro and Emiko and I went to be a part of that, a group of about 16 people. So that was also a good time. でもやっと帰ってきました。で、来週は仙台に行きます。その後はまたやっと帰ることを楽しみにしています。So, I'm back, I'm home, and then next week I'm going to be in Sendai. But then after that I'll be back home again for a few weeks. 今朝私たちが、創世記22章、創世記22章を学んでいて、そこからは普段はアブラハムの捧げ物は神様の捧げ物と似ていることをよく説教していますが、 今朝はちょっと違うフォーカスで、ちょっと違うものに注目したいと思っています。So this morning we're going to be looking at Genesis 22. If you have a Bible, I really want to encourage you to open to chapter 22, verses 1 through 19. And usually when we look at this chapter, we focus on how Abraham's sacrifice is just a shadow or a mirror of what God's sacrifice is going to be. In fact, most of the time when we read this story, that's what we focus on. But this morning, I'd like to look at a different part of the story together. この質問を一緒に考えたいと思っています。これまでに絶望感、希望が全くないを感じたことはありますか？人間関係でも、それは仕事でも、それはそれぞれ別の状況でも、その時のことを思い出してみましょう。それはなぜだったのでしょう。またなぜそう思ったなのでしょう。ちょっと時間をかけて、その経験を、覚えておくようにしましょう。 So I want to start this morning with this question. Have you ever had an experience where you have felt hopeless? Whether it's hopeless in a relationship with another person. Seth was talking this morning about our choice. You know, God chooses to love us, we choose to love each other. Sometimes when we make the choice to love, sometimes it still doesn't mean that the relationship goes well. And we feel hopeless in that situation. Have you ever had that feeling? Or have you ever felt hopeless with something related to your job? Or have you ever felt hopeless related to another situation, a life stage or something? Why was it hopeless? Or why did that feel hopeless to you? I'd like you to take a moment to think about that question. 私たちがアブラハムの話を、勉強していて、アブラハムの信仰によってアブラハムから、イサクからヤコブからヨセフ、世代から世代へその信仰を移して、世代から世代へそのリーダーシップを移して、この教会も私たちが世代から世代へその信仰、その愛、その恵み、そのリーダーシップを移したい、それを目指しています。だから今は私たちがアブラハム、イサク、ヤコブの話を勉強しています。アブラハムが12章にまた戻るんだったら、12章の1節から4節を読んで、どうなったか。アブラハムと神様が出会って、それは神様がアブラハムに約束をして、もしこれをやったら私がこれを与えますよと約束して、Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, passing faith from generation to generation. And that's also our hope, that's our vision for this church too. So as we're thinking about Abraham's story, before we go into today's story, let's go back to chapter 12 and remember verses 1 through 4, what's happening there. This is where Abraham first meets God for the first time. Abraham meets God. God reveals himself to Abraham. God says, this is who I am. And if you choose me alone, exclusively, to be your God, and if you do these things, then this is my promise for you. This is what I'm going to accomplish through you. 約束への希望をいただき、知らない神、この12章まではアブラハムは多神教のものです。それぞれの神々を拝んで、アブラハムの家族、アブラハムの先祖は その流れから来て、でもこの時にアブラハムが初めて神様に出会って、その知らない神を信じて、知らない神を信頼して、神に信頼して、それでアブラハムが75歳の時に神様が自分が全部してる状況、してる家族、してる部族、してる土地から離れて、知らない私に信頼して、知らない場所に、今も教えないんだけど、どこかにの旅に行こう、その約束への希望があったから、アブラハムがその知らない神を信じ、知らない神をに信頼して、知らない場所まで導かれた。そこではアブラハムの信仰、またアブラハムの従順さが私たちが学んでいます。 So Genesis 12, it's because of the hope of what was coming and the promise that Abraham made the choice that he did. Abraham doesn't have any reason to believe in this God. Have you thought about that? This is the first time that Abraham meets God. He has nothing in his background that tells him this is who God is and that God is going to actually do what he says. There's a choice that Abraham has to clearly make at 75 years old, to leave everybody that he knows, to leave everything that he knows, to leave everywhere that he knows, and go with a God that he doesn't know, to trust a God that he doesn't know, to go to a place where God doesn't even tell him. He doesn't say, I'm going to take you to Beersheba. So if you go to there with me, then this is what I'll do. God says, to the place where I'm going to show you. Because me, I'm not riding that train. You tell me where I'm going, what and how long it's going to take, and what are the benefits. And then maybe I'll think about doing it. But God says, I'm not going to give you any information. I'm just going to tell you this is what I'm going to do. And I know you don't know me, but just trust me, I'm going to do it. Abraham's faith. Abraham's obedience. That's what we learn about Abraham through this. The 15章、17章、18章。本当は21章までは、アブラハムがその信仰によって、信仰を通してその人生を行って。In Genesis 15, in Genesis 17, in Genesis 18, we continue to read the stories of Abraham going through with his decision to honor that faith, to continue to be obedient to God. Of course, he has times where he's weak in that. We see Abraham's perseverance. Abraham waits 25 years for the God that he doesn't know to finally give him what he wants. Why? I think maybe before 25 years I might give up. But Abraham has perseverance. Abraham が75歳でこの知らない神と一緒に知らないところまで行って、25年間その約束が実際に実現するまでを待てた。でもその希望、アブラハムが希望を持って、その約束への希望を持ってから、その動機で忍耐強く25年間その約束を待てた。また先週21章が生まれてきて、やっとできたイサク、彼が笑う という意味、そのイサという言葉は、あれが笑う、喜びがあふれて笑います。私の子を見て、この20年間かぬこの約束を見て、私の喜びがあふれて笑います。イサクが生まれています。 Finally Chapter 21 Isaac is born. Isaac, he laughs. Woo! 25 years. And finally, the joy is just overflowing. I can't help except to laugh. And that's what I'm going to call my son. I laughed. He laughs. Isaac. Abraham no yorokobi. Abraham no shukufuku wo この21章に学んでいます。その約束にある希望が実現して、その終わってるんじゃなくて、そこから始まる、その約束が、でも実現の始まりで、アブラハムの喜び、アブラハムの祝福を私たちが学んでいます。 So the beginning of the hope being fulfilledIt's not the promise being fulfilled. It's the beginning of its fulfillment through Isaac. Because there's still lots of the other parts about blessing all the nations. But it comes through Isaac. And there we see Abraham's joy. We see Abraham's blessing. この3つのところ、アブラハムの信仰、アブラハムの従順さ、アブラハムの忍耐、アブラハムの喜び、アブラハムの祝福、それはアブラハムが中心だけど、聖書の中心は人間じゃなくて、聖書の中心は神様だから、アブラハムを通して私たちが神様に何を学んでますか。神様の慈愛、また神様の真実をアブラハムのこの12章から22章まで学んでいます。約束は希望という贈り物、そこで神様の慈愛、神様の真実を私たちが学んでいます。 And so we learn that the promise is the gift of hopeI just told you about Abraham, right? There's Abraham's obedience. There's Abraham's faith. There's Abraham's perseverance. There's Abraham's joy. There's Abraham's blessing. Those are things that we learn about Abraham. But we also have to remember that in the Bible, the central character are not the people. The central character is God. So what we're learning about God. And so through Abraham's faith, through Abraham's perseverance,We're not really just learning about Abraham, we're learning about God. We're learning that God is good. We're learning that God is faithful to his promises. And that promise is that gift of hope. が生まれていることに、私たちがこの事実をまた覚えていきます。神様はいつも神様の約束を守り実現します。それが神様が何回いつも何を約束を誰の約束、神様自身の約束を守って実現します。神様はいつも神様の約束を守り実現します。それは事実です。この話でも私たちが覚えていきたいと思っています。 So here's the fact that we learn in Isaac's birth. God always fulfills his promises. Any story that you look through the Bible, and then as you think about your own life, I want you to remember Godalways fulfills his promises. Who fulfills the promises? God, not us. does he do? He fulfills the promises. Whose promises? His own promises. He makes a promise, which he fulfills. How often? Always. God always fulfills his promises. We need to remember that. It's kind of like what Seth was saying in communion. It's so simple, it's difficult. If we could really grasp onto this truth, so much of our life would change. But we keep forgetting that God always fulfills his promises. We come to this story. And this is a wait! Wait, 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 wait. God just started to fulfill the promise. Now, what is this? When I read this story, I imagined the drama. It's like Abraham's going along. He's been waiting his 25 years now. He's 100, and he's got his little boy. And woo, 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 things are getting good. I've got my land. I've got my son. And then this part of the story happens. And it's like he has to hit on the brakes. Have you ever had that experience in your life? Have you ever had something where it seemed like finally God was doing the thing that you were hoping for, that you were waiting for, things are going good, things are going smooth, and then all of a sudden it's like God puts the brakes on and things are not going so good anymore. Have you ever had that experience in your faith life? This is that moment for Abraham. その話は、このところは、ちょっと待ってくださいませという感じじゃなくて、待ってという感じ。アブラハムが100歳で息子が生まれて、土地が得て、うまくいって、そこで、神様？なんて言ったの？経験はありますか？自分の人生に本当にうまくいってるそう時には突然何かが起こって、その周りは本当に絶望的に暗く見てくることはありますか？特にあなたの信仰の中でそういう経験はありますか？これはアブラハムのその経験です。12章の2節を読みましょう。22章の2節を読みましょう。神様はこれをアブラハムに言ってます。あなたの子、あなたの愛してる一人のイサクを連れて、献上の生贄としてイサクを私に捧げなさい。待って、25年間待てた赤ちゃんをやっと与えたのに、なぜ今それを生贄として捧げなきゃいけないの？ Your son, your only son, your beloved son, Isaac, whom you love. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering to me. Wait a minute. 5 years I waited for the promise of this child, my only beloved son that you said was the promise. I tried my own way. You said that was not the right way. So I waited for your way, God. And then you gave it to me. And now you want me to kill him and to sacrifice him to you? Are you serious? Abraham の信仰、 Abraham の従順さ、 Abraham の忍耐、 Abraham はどれほど喜びを持ってその祝福をに感謝しているうちに、 神様がこれこと覚えてないんでしょ、覚えてないの。じゃあなぜこうやってるの。 We just remembered from chapter 12 through to chapter 21, Abraham's faith. Abraham had faith. He stepped out into a scary situation and he was obedient. And then he persevered for 25 years. And when that boy was born, the joy that filled his heart, the love that filled his heart, that was his child. And the blessing, the thanksgiving for the blessing. Doesn't God know that that was who Abraham was? Doesn't God remember Abraham's faith? Doesn't God remember Abraham's obedience? He has to know. And so why? Why this? We come to the crisis of faith. We're asking questions like, what about the promise that you made? Doesn't Abraham deserve the promise fulfilled? Is there any hope? And who is this God anyways? These are the questions that come into the dark soul. Questions that we, at some point, at least once, if not many times in our life, in our faith walk, that we will be faced with. And I want to tell you something. As those moments, I want to tell you something else. It's okay to have those. God knows. And God is there, even in that moment of crisis in your faith. あ、信仰の危機が、の時に、ちょっと待って。じゃあ、約束はどうなるの？アブラハムは約束を受けるべきじゃないの？この話には希望はまだあるの？神はどういう神？私たちの信仰の中に絶対に信仰の危機の時期に入ります。誰でもこういう経験はあると思います。もし今までなかったらこれからはあると思います。伝えたいのは、誰でもこの時期に入ります。よく私たちがこの時期に入ったら恥ずかしくなります。それを他の人には言えない、見せない。よくその時には神様から離れていく、あるいは教会から離れていく。でもこの質問を聞くのは、この時に入るのは恥ずかしいものではない。これは信仰の一つのある部分だと思ってます。神様はそれをよく分かってます。神様はその時こそ、からもこの時期に入ったら恥ずかしめないで、隠すことは必要ない。アブラハムもこういう経験があって、私たちもこういう経験があります。神様はそれをよくしています。だにまた戻りましょう。これまでに絶望感を感じたことはありますか？そのことを思い出してみましょう。それはなぜだったのでしょう。なぜそう思ったのでしょう。So, as we talk about that crisis of faith, let's revisit this question again that we started with. I ask you to think about, Have you ever had an experience of feeling hopeless? And why was it hopeless? Or why did you feel like it was hopeless? お父さん? なんだ、イーサー君? 焚き火はありますか? 聖書の生贄は? 神の羊はどこにあるですか? アブラハムの心は絶対この時にすごく確か思う。 Father, yes, iron the wood are here. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Imagine being Abraham in that moment. Imagine that you wish that nobody would ever ask. Your beloved son asks you.
なんとか そこでもアブラハムは信仰を持って 望みを持って今月私たちの聖書の箇所はヘブル人への手紙11章1節正直は私がそれを全然知らなかった今朝の説教準備した時に手法を見たらあそうだ一章の1節信仰は 望んでいる事柄を保証し目に見えないものを確信させるものです同じヘブル人の11章の8節から19節まではアブラハムはどういうふうにアブラハムの人生でどういうふうにそれを学びますかのは見えるだから自分の時間でその8節から 19節まで読んでください。As I was preparing, I think about Abraham being in the lowest point. Obviously, it looks, because if you don't look at the end of the story, if you just look at to this point, it seems like a hopeless situation. Abraham, it would be normal for him to feel hopeless. And somehow, he was not hopeless. And God brings me to this verse in Hebrews 11, chapter 1, which is also this month's theme verse, which I didn't know until this morning I sat down and looked at the bulletin, and that's what it was. I love those God moments. Faith is being sure of what we hope for. And certain of what we do not see. And in that same chapter, verses 8 through 19, the author talks about how Abraham shows that in his life, in his relationship with God. What is faith? Faith is being sure of what we hope for. Abraham was hoping for something. Abraham had faith, which gave him the ability to hope. For something that he could. 希望として知らない神、知らない場所、お年寄りの時に、上の希望を抱いて。 But the faith that allowed him to go obediently with an unknown God to an unknown place. In his old age, because there was hope of a promise of something more.
神ご自身が全焼の生贄の羊を備えてくださるのだ。 では、アブラハムは神様に何を言ってるかが分かってる。でも本当に 神様がそこまで期待しているかどうか、また別の方法を与えているか与えないか、ここまでもアブラハムがわからない。 So Abraham's response in verse 8 is, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.
even in this moment, Abraham has a sense of hope. Abraham knows what God has said. Isaac doesn't know. Abraham knows. Abraham, I believe, is hoping against all hopes that God will provide something else, the way out. But he continues. で、この5節は私たちがあんまり注目してないんだけど、なぜアブラハムがまだまだ希望を持っているかをこの5節にヒントがあると思っています。そのしもべ、2人のしもべたちにこう言ってる。あなた方はここに残っていなさい。私と衣とはそこに行き礼拝をしてあなた方のところへ戻ってくる。今後の訳にちょっと曖昧なところがあるんだけど、英語から見るともっとはっきり言う。でもアブラハムが、私たちがあそこへ行ってまた私たちがここに戻る。だからアブラハムが何を神様に、信じたかがちょっとわからない。息子さんを捧げても神様がその息子をよみがえる、また別の息子を与える、そこまではちょっとわからないんだけど、アブラハムが、私たちがあそこに行ってまたこっちに戻ると言ってる。 So Abraham says to the two servants, you guys stay here, you know, with the donkey and all blah blah blah, and then while I and the boy are going to go over there, we're going to worship God, and then we will come back. Abraham knows what God said. But Abraham said, we're going to go over there and worship, and then we will come back. Abraham's not the Queen of England. He doesn't usually refer to himself as we. Somehow, Abraham believed in something. He had a hope that God was going to do something. I don't know if he believed that God was going to resurrect his son, or give him another son, or I don't know what. But he says, we're going to go over there, and then we will come back. He reached out his hand and took the knife to slay. He gets to this point. It's like, okay, God, any time now. Abraham wa te o nobashi.刀を取って自分の子をほふろうとした。神様、待てて、wait。神様、あなたの手をこの子に下してはならない。その子に何もしてはならない。今私はあなたが神を恐れることがよくわかった。あなたは自分の子、自分の一人子さえおしまいで私に捧げた。Do not lay a hand on the boy. Abraham!Do not lay a hand on the boy. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Jehovah Jireh. We sing that song. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. God provides.God provides the way. God provides the hope. Remember the fact, because we're going to come back to it. Jehovah Jireh. Adonai Irue. Shu wa sonae ga aru. という意味で。その賛美歌、新しい賛美歌のもある。
Jehovah Jireh, 備え主恵み溢れる溢れる。
神、私たちが必要とすることを与えてくださる。その希望は、神様は自分の約束を絶対守る。ただ15節から18節にもう一回繰り返してアブラハムに言う。こうやったから自分が約束していることを絶対に守ります。もう一回この22章の15節から18節まで言います。それは良い知らせです。Then God goes, if you read verses 15 through 18, God restates again his promise to Abraham. He reminds Abraham again, this is what I promised. This is what I'm going to accomplish. God provides the things because God always does what he promises he will do.
ローマ人への手紙4章、開いて、このアブラハムに関する言葉もあります。言葉のもあります。
Please turn to Romans chapter 4. See it again from the New Testament. The same, we learned the same thing again.
先週、東北の、甲子園働きをやりながら、毎朝の賛美の時間と、聖書言葉の時間を持って、今週からロマ人への手紙を始めて、読んでいて、でこの4章を読んだら今朝の箇所とぴったり合う箇所を見つけて、ロマの4章。
So, in the work that we've been doing up north, we have a morning devotional every time, and we've started the book of Romans. And when we got to Romans 4,These words from God just like jumped off the page into my heart and connected with today's story from Isaac.
18節。彼はアブラハム。彼は望みえない時に望みを抱いて信じました。それはあなたの子孫はこのようになると言われた通りに、彼はあらゆる国の人々の父となるためでした。
18. Against all hope, Abraham, in hope, believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be.
16節、このスクリーンに書いてある、この16節、スクリーンに書いてある言葉で一緒に声を出して読みましょう。はい。そのようなわけで、
世界の総督人となることは、
信仰によるものです。それは、恵みによるためであり、こうして約束がすべての子孫に、保証されるためなのです。アブラハムは私たちすべてのものの父なのです。信仰による、恵みによる約束を守って、その約束に希望があって、信仰による、恵みによるその約束が行う。それを信じて信頼して、で誰のために、すべての子孫のために。でそのすべての子孫は誰ですか？私たちすべてのもの。
English speakers, please read what's written on the screen here out loud together with me. Therefore the promise goes by faith, so that they be by grace and be guaranteed to allHe is the Father of us all.
The promise that comes by faith. It's enacted by grace.
and it's guaranteed for who? For all. And who are the all? The all is all of us. これも一緒に声を出してみましょう。彼のためだけでなく、また私たちのためです。すなわち、私たちの主イエスを死者から蘇らせた方を信じる私たちも。これはローマの4章の23節、24節。Let's read this out loud together too.Not for him alone, but also for us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. Verse 23 and 24 of that same chapter. For us who believe, that promise is for us. 知らせ、あるいは教会の言葉、聖書の言葉を使ったら福音。この約束は私たち。私たちのためでもある。それはその福音、その約束は私たちのために。どういうことですか？望みえない時に望みを抱いて。 The news, which we know is what the meaning of gospel isThe good news is that this promise is also for us. And what is the promise? That we have hope. When everything else seems hopeless, we have hope. We need that. That, we need to remember that. We need to live that. We have hope when everything seems hopeless. 神様はいつも神の約束を守り実現します。 God always God always fulfills his promises. I want to leave you with this question this week. I always leave you with a question, so I'm going to leave you with this question, and then I want to pray a prayer from the book of Romans over you as a churchBut this week's question for growing as a disciple is this. How can Abraham's response of faith to God's revelation of himself help give your faith strength and hope in times of hopelessness? We have times where we feel like things are hopeless. Abraham had that too. But somehow, through God's revelation of himself,Abraham was able to believe in God with that sense of hope. So how can you, in your faith, have the same kind of response? How can you find encouragement from that?
この質問を今週中、私たちイエスの弟子として成熟するためのこの質問を考えたいと思います。これが終わったら、ローマからの言葉を教会の上に、祝福の祈りとして入れたいと思っています。神様が示した神の、あり方に対するアブラハムの信仰の答えは、あなたが絶望感を感じる希望がない時に、どのようにあなたの信仰を助け強め、また希望を与えますか。私たちは絶対に絶望感の時はある。アブラハムもその時はあった。でも神様は自分をアブラハムに表して、そこでアブラハムの答えは信仰でした。それは私たちに励みになること、私たちの信仰を強めてくることはあると信じています。だから今週そのことを考えて一緒に歩んでいきましょうと願っています。最後にこのローマ人への手紙15章の13節を教会の上に祈りたいと思っています。 I want to close with this, these words from Romans chapter 15 verse 13 and pray it as a blessing over all of you.
望みの神があなた方を信仰によるすべての喜びと
平和を持ってみたし、エレの力によって望みにあふれさせてくださいますように。May the God of peace, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.